signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
We are back to take America back, and this is the network to do it, rbnlive.com. Join us, support us, click on our website, and join the pledge drive right now that we are in the midst of. It is a major drive for a major cause to get out of this debt that we have and accumulated over this past summer with John's absence. And John Stabmiller will be coming back Monday to once again resume his fabulous broadcast, and this is it, a National Intel Report. I'm Rick Adams filling in today. We will be back tonight, 8 o'clock Central, on my program, Uncensored Radio Free America, and again we'll be filling in Friday afternoon. Right now we have somebody on the line first, and we also have with us our second guest, and that is John Clark, Americans for Immigration Reform. John, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Rick?
Very good, John. I don't know if you heard any of Barbara in the last hour, but we really kicked some butt, my friend.
Yeah, Barbara's really been good. You know, I've known Barbara for a lot of years, and she's been really on the front line for many years. As you well know, she was one of the co-authors of Proposition 187, and she's been just at it all the time. I don't know how she does it, but she's a great lady.
I mean, you know, if we had just a few thousand more Barbaras here across America on every media outlet we can get on, let me tell you, this crowd in Washington would not only be sent out of Washington, but they'd be put in jail where they belong. And I think that's where they are going to wind up, I hope. Let's pray for that. Okay, let's see. Before we take our next break, we do have Mike on the line holding on. Mike, do you want to come on now? Bring him on.
Okay, it's up to you.
Sure, Mike from Maryland. Yes, go ahead. We're on the same topic.
Sure, great show. It's like I said to somebody at work, you know, where is our Lexington and Concord moment going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to sound so draconian, but between the American Community Survey, I'm sure you gentlemen have heard about that, the New Freedom Initiative,
yes,
and this ID card that apparently is going to be accompanied by checkpoints all over, I mean, just draconian police state. I mean, I am not going to put up with it.
Well, it's for you and me. It's for Americans, not for illegals. All of this is the police state that George Bush wants. And regardless of which party is in control, whoever pays the piper calls the tune, I'm afraid, Mike. That's what's happening.
The tune is called by the Bilderbergers.
That's true. And, you know, and the treasonous Council of Foreign Relations members, we should be lined up against the wall and shot or hanged. And I tell you what, I mean, I've got some hope, you know, for the Minuteman Project, but the vast majority, and probably even some people that listen to the Truth Network.
Mike, hang on, because we're going to take a break. Stay where you are, and John Clark, we'll be right back on the program.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hey, we are back. Rick Adams filling in for John, and just want to remind you that the pledge drive is continuing. I just can't say it enough. Get on the line, make your pledge to the network now. We can get over this summer, really this summer deficit that was quite massive for us. So it's important you contribute. 800-724-2719. That's the number to get into the system, and then just go from there. Make your donations known to us. Also on the website, rbnlive.com, you can click us on and go to the pledge drive where we are raising funds and donations for the network right now, because we have a massive expansion, hopefully, once we're over this this real problem, this hump in the road, to continue in the fall. And time is very short. We are literally running up against the clock. People are beginning to know there's something wrong. As a matter of fact, our guest here, John, who's with us, and Mike, our caller, I think you will also attest, John, you've seen the polls. They're understated, if anything. Americans now have utter contempt for both parties, for whoever is in control of Washington. It's not just George Bush. It's not just the head of the Democratic Party. It's not just Dennis Hastert. It's not just Nancy Pelosi. It looks like it's a great anger and distrust, a deep, deep anger at all of them. And there is this great divide in America today. We need to direct those energies toward ousting these people in Washington once and for all.
You're absolutely right, Rick. But they've done a great job of balkanizing our country, especially bringing in so many illegals. Any ATM machine, Spanish. Everywhere it's Spanish, English, Spanish, Spanish first. They've done a great job. And what Mike was saying earlier, when is the American people going to wake up and, you know, take control of this? But they've just divided this so well that it's going to be very difficult.
I don't think so at this point for one reason. I said it in the last hour, and that is money. Once people realize they just can't afford it anymore, they're losing their homes in record numbers, they're losing their property, they're losing their jobs. That's when you begin to get people mad, when they can no longer afford to scramble on the sports networks, the beer and pretzels, and that, believe me, that makes a difference. And that
that sounds good, Rick, but by the time that happens, normally it's too late. Like I said before when I was on your show, the same thing happened in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
25 years ago, people didn't have to lock their doors, and they start bringing all these illegals in from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have to have barbed wire. They have to have three or four locks on their door, dogs. And this is in a 25-year span. Now they're doing the same thing here. And people say, well, we're not going to take it. Well, if they don't have any money, if they don't have a house, they don't have a car, what are they going to do? And they have the guns registered. It's not like, this is one of the reasons why they wanted to take the guns away, because there was no way a military takeover, if everybody's armed, they couldn't do it. That's why they went after the assault weapons.
Fortunately, John, we're not Venezuela, we're not Cuba, and we're not Europe. This is America, and I think we're seeing now the beginning of a major rebellion. And I think that's why George Bush, Michael Chertoff, and all of these people in Washington are frightened to death and would love to have another 9/11 come so that they can grab more power and put us all in some sort of detention camps. Make no mistake about that. They
You know what my position is on the 911.
Right. I know exactly what it is. And I agree with you.
They would not publish my article. Even though it was all documented, everything in it.
Now, who's the they? Who wouldn't publish your article? And what
various newspapers wouldn't do it. They said it was a conspiracy theory. I said, no, it is not a theory. It is a conspiracy. As far as the Pentagon goes, that plane, Flight 77, did not hit the Pentagon. I said, you show me one video, one snapshot of a plane hitting that building, the Pentagon, and I'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's all part of it. And the Bilderbergers, they get together at this conference, the Bilderberger Conference, and decide exactly what's going to happen to us.
And the newspapers, by the way, the major people who own the media and the press wire services are all there, too. And they are the dutiful servants of the Bilderberger conglomerates.
See, George Bush Sr. wasn't going fast enough to their what they wanted. That's why Bill Clinton came in. So when George Bush Jr. Comes in, he is going much faster because he doesn't want the same thing to happen. But they're all the same.
No, absolutely.
All the same.
And that's what the polls are saying, John. The polls are saying the American people feel there's no choice. They're all selling us down the river, and they're beginning to get angry. We need now, like never before, to redirect that anger where it's most efficacious.
But
and I think we can do it.
We have to try to prevent this from becoming a race war. This is exactly what they want.
Oh, absolutely. They want to divide it. No question. Balkanization is what they're doing. No question.
It's like you've had Terry Anderson on the show. I think he explained, what's happening in Los Angeles. It's not just Los Angeles. It's all over the country. And before, people wouldn't listen to you. They just say, oh, are you kidding? And now, from all over the country at our office, we're getting calls from people. Where did all these illegals come from?
Mm-hmm.
Where did
mm-hmm.
they come from?
Yep.
But Red China is, they're going to be the benefactor. They're going to take Taiwan. There's nothing we could do about it. Not a darn thing.
Well, they've already threatened to nuke us, by the way.
Well, they don't even have to. They don't even have to. They have an army here in this country through illegal immigration. I mean, you're always hearing about all
Oh, they have a fifth column. I know. They have a fifth column, yeah.
So,
Mike, are you still there from Maryland? Are you still on the line?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
What part of Maryland are you from, Mike?
Well, I'm from Virginia originally, but so I don't claim Maryland, the People's Republic of Maryland. But
right.
I'm from Norfolk, Virginia. But if CAFTA passes, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, I know.
With Codex Elementarius and everything involved, the sovereignty crushing things in that. Also, too, Deary Brownfield. See, I go to sometimes two or three people a day, and I tell them about GCN and RVN Live, and I sometimes go up to little strangers and tell them our government did 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I try to be, you know, break into it a little bit more gradually than that.
Yeah, you can't. They've been brainwashed by the media.
But you'd be surprised about maybe a third of them say, you know, you could be right. And then I give them the websites. And I've got about 7 or 8 films. I got about 4 copies of 9/11 in plain sight that I've got circulating among the customers that my company deals with, and they're showing it to the mechanics and the salesman and my banker. He's got a copy, and he's showing it to his relatives of Alex Jones tapes and other tapes. So,
Mike, I was there when they hit the Pentagon. I took pictures right after, and there was no airplane there, number one.
Sure.
And number two, I talked to the workers that were taking the debris out of the Pentagon, and I asked them if they found any parts of an airplane. They said no. They said they were told they found landing gear. They were told mm-hmm. that they found landing gear in the middle of the Pentagon. It never penetrated that far.
Well, they had this idiot on RBN yesterday that said that the hole, the initial, is a host. I can't think of his name, a young guy. But he said that, see, the initial hole in the Pentagon is only 16 feet wide, and that's not going to swallow up a whole 125-foot wide plane. And he said that was caused by the engine. You know?
Yeah. Well, first, like I said, I know somebody who was on that plane.
Sure.
Barbara Olson. So that plane is gone, Flight 77.
To the bottom
gone.
Of the ocean or
and
something.
And people say, I don't want to get in. Yeah, probably is, because that plane flew
shot
for
down.
36 minutes before anything hit that building.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Pentagon, the government has ever released is a fireball.
Sure. They've
never shown any picture of an airplane, of an aircraft.
I know.
So all the evidence that I've compiled, and I just wrote an article with all, and I'm also a pilot. I've been a pilot for over 30 years. And all the stuff that they were saying initially, it just didn't jive with what I know as a pilot. But the prohibited area, destroying the 911 tapes. You know, the air traffic controllers, ATC, mm-hmm. destroyed the tapes. The supervisor did.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Destroying
but
all
I
the
think
evidence.
George Bush, I don't think he was even in on it. These were the powers to be that wanted to accelerate this.
He was too stupid to really trust with prior knowledge.
Yeah, well, Karl Rove, as everybody in Washington, D.C., has been running the White House.
Well, D.C. is just an overgrown theme park anyway.
Exactly.
That's the way I look at it.
I'm glad you're well aware of what's going on, Mike. And
well,
you know
this Flight 77.
Oh,
thank you very much. Something that we've heard a lot about, the fact that NORAD was stood down deliberately, and then Langley, you know, the F-16s were scrambled without any specific instructions. As a matter of fact, lacking any particular target, and then were ordered to fly 60 miles east. Where? Over the ocean. In other words, they were told to go in the exact opposite direction from Washington, D.C. Now, who told them and why? That is
the question. Those pilots were not told what to look for, number one.
Mm-hmm.
The government said they went into afterburner from Langley. That's nonsense. They didn't exceed more than 600 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Those F-16s... I saw that for a long time. They had them flying over the Capitol, you know, up above, mm-hmm. you know, to protect the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nightmare what's going on. Rick,
well, I mean, you know, this is not an unrelated subject. 9/11 ties in directly with the illegal invasion of America, because the same man in Washington, the same administration, whether it's Andrew Card or whether it's any of the others that we've been talking about, Karl Rove and company, they are orchestrating a many-pronged attack on our sovereignty, while at the same time taking us Pax Americana across the ocean, fighting this alleged war on terror, which is a war of terror. And all of the pieces now are beginning to fit the puzzle. So if people can't see it now, they don't want to see it. John, you stay where you are. Walter in Arizona will be with you next. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
We must be Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
With you today on the National Intel Report, filling in for John Stadtmiller, who will be back live at these microphones next Monday, and we'll be with him again Friday, filling in for him again on the program, and we will be talking about the attack on freedom, the war on freedom, and that author from England will tell us exactly how he feels about this whole lie of 9/11. And now what Tony Blair is doing in England, what he's done to the people of Iraq, and how he has some big plans in store for his own people. Also, might note that as this invasion takes place of the United States right under our noses with the complicity of the Bush administration, it's getting real bad, so bad that, as you know, terrorists are slipping over the border, the U.S.-Mexican border, and now we have violence carried out daily, deadly attacks in Zapata County, where the sheriff, Zigfredo Gonzalez, was quoted as saying, quote, if drug traffickers can take 3,000 or 4,000 pounds of marijuana across our bridges, imagine a load of bombs. And, of course, this is in the column that's circulating much of the media today by Jerry Brewer, Vice President of Criminal Justice International Associates. Look it up, John Clark, on your search engine. if you don't already know Jerry Brewer. He's making sense here. He's talking sense. And, of course, you've been there. You're always investigating these matters. You've personally seen the porous borders.
Yeah, I'll be going down there next week, down to Campo. I'm going to be interviewing the sheriff, the sergeant that went up to supposedly stop these demonstrators against Gilchrist and others at the VFW.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the state senator Morrow's aide, and he said the woman spit on him. He was kicked in the shins, and I said, well, why didn't you file a report? That's assault, which he finally has filed a report. But these people have no respect for America or Americans whatsoever, none. And like the demonstration that we had in New Jersey, there was two Hispanics there.
Mm-hmm.
The rest out of about 100 were white, and but they were Marxists, socialists.
Mm-hmm.
You know the report that MS-13 gang members bought in atomic supplies, supposing there's 70 atomic weapons in this country today that was bought in by MS-13. Congressman Tom Tancredo. Asked the Department of Justice for an investigation. He's been stonewalled, but now they've set him up because he made a statement that what – it was a hypothetical question on a radio show in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
What if – nuclear explosions went off here in this country. Tom Tancredo said if it was these radical Islams, then we should bomb their holy sites. And that's all that you're going to hear from the opposition. Bomb Mecca. Nuke Mecca. That's all you're going to hear. That is not what Tom Tancredo said.
That's not what he said.
They should give a message to the rest of these radicals. If you do this, you're going to pay the price. I mean, it's just amazing that, you know, we have this open border, not just on the Mexican border, the Canadian border. Puerto Rico is totally wide open. There are people going in there. I talked to the chief of the Border Patrol. He says there's so many Middle Easterners coming through there. This thing down at the Campo is just tip of the iceberg. It's going to explode. And, you know, Red China, this colonel or whoever he was says, oh, we're going to nuke you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to. Like I said, they don't have to. They already control us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to destroy us. They want to keep us intact like a beehive. They want to keep us as workers, keep producing, but it'll be under their control.
And the minions that control them. Absolutely. The New World Order taking shape every day. All right. Kate of New York. Hi. You're on the program right now with our guest, John Clark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
I suggest, Mr. Adams and John, that everyone review Artie Wheeler's book, Fabulous. Not only that, he has a DVD that exposes the 911 actually was planned 10 years ago with the Clinton administration. And also, a controlled demolition placed charges in that building quite a few months before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Scalier hologram. And I think everyone should know this, and I suggest, Mr. Adams, are you familiar with Artie Wheeler?
Of course, of course.
He has a wonderful, marvelous, him and Libby, goes all the way back into these traitors that are trying to destroy United States of America. And everyone has to remember Pop Bush allowed thousands of top-ranking Iraqi soldiers in after the first Iraqi war. So this is planned by these creatures, and they're purposely allowing to destroy us. And I thank you.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. There's not much that I can disagree with. John?
Yeah, Rick, you know, as you well know, I've been working in D.C. for about 12, 13 years now.
Yes.
And when I first went there back in 95, it was a totally different picture. It accelerated as soon as George Bush came on the scene. Just completely accelerated.
I'm well aware of it. You know, this is a typical dialectic. You know, you bring down Clinton, just like they did with Kennedy. When Kennedy was gone, immediately we had dramatic changes in policy in this country, changes that Kennedy could not get through. Stay where you are, John Clark. We'll be back with Sam and others on the program. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, Rick Adams back with John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, documentary filmmaker, and I guess he's seen just about everything. And all I can say right now is that even, John, even the most sanguine apologists for George Bush and the so-called Republican neocons have hit a hot-button issue where even they now, some of them, I hear so aggravated with Bush because of the fact that he has allowed these borders to remain porous and the staging grounds of terrorism. I believe that this is a major turning point, and it may be the beginning of the dumping of George Bush. And we may very well see some incident happen in the not-too-distant future.
Well,
because this issue is it.
If any incident does happen, he should be tried for treason.
Well,
and any president prior to that, Clinton all the way down, these people have allowed these people to come across the border.
If he's allowed to live and he's not eliminated, then that should be the case, no question about it. All of them should be tried for treason, each and every one of them. You know, I'm getting reports now, and I'm sure you can verify this, you've been there, that what's happening in Laredo, what's happening in Arizona, what's happening in we call it Mexifornia now, is now we've got not only this massive flow of drugs, terrorists, and people committing crimes over the border to our nation. But now we've got Americans kidnapped, taken back to the border, and many of them have never seen again.
Yeah, that's been happening for many years. But
now in great numbers, it's happening never before.
It's accelerated quite a bit. Bring up something else. I know you're up in northeastern United States. I think you're familiar with Chief Chamberlain.
Yes, we've talked about him many times.
I'm going to be interviewing him for this latest documentary in about 2 weeks.
All right, we'll get him on the program.
You're a great man. I think you should.
Yes. Now, here's a chief that has said, look, enough is enough. We've got terrorists, we've got criminals, and we've got just plain old illegals who haven't yet done anything wrong trespassing on American property. He is arresting them under those trespassing laws, forcing the hand of the INS and the federal government. And he's doing a darn good job. He's in court now with a test case, I believe, and we're going to have to see what happens with the Supreme Court one, if inevitably it goes up to the court.
Also, Steve Levy out on Long Island is doing quite a job removing illegals. They found 30 to 40 illegals in housing units, and the usual suspects are, crying about this, crying about that. Also, this latest thing with the AFL-CIO, this is one of the greatest things to happen with this union. This AFL-CIO has been supporting illegal immigration.
Right from the top down, yeah.
I showed you the documentary. I was there as press. I filmed them at the Statue of Liberty, welcoming all these illegals from around the country. The state police, the local police were there to protect the illegals and keep Americans out. And the governor of New Jersey, who is now out of office because he is outed as a homosexual, is outed. He's out. But the AFL-CIO was the primary sponsor of this event. Now, and I hope this is the reason why these other unions are leaving the AFL-CIO, because this is simply outrageous. I was a union member for many years, and this would never have happened before, never. But this AFL-CIO with its left-wing tendencies is just ridiculous.
Absolutely, and we hope that they're beginning to see the light as well. Let's go to the phones. We've got a lot of people backed up here. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, our guest John Clark, filling in for John Stapmiller on the National Intel Report right here on rbnlive.com. Hello, Sam in Missouri. You're on the program.
Hey, good afternoon, Rick, and it's a wonderful broadcast, and appreciate this topic being kept alive because there's so much deception going on, and I'm of the adage anymore with all the deception that I'm seeing that once you leave your front door, just about 99.75% of everything going on, particularly when it comes to our government, is a deception. My word to most people, if a government agent tells you it's raining, you better stick your hand outside the second time, make sure it isn't a bird. But anyway, the point that I wanted to make is that this whole the thing people have got to get their hands around on this whole issue. You know, I hear so many people say this just doesn't make sense, you know, with the illegals coming in here. There are executive orders. There's Executive Order 13107 that Bill Clinton signed implementing UN, United Nations Human Rights Treaties, the Declaration, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And under that treaty, one of the things they talk about in that treaty is people being able to migrate to and from the country at will. In other words, that's exactly what it is. It's all borders being eliminated.
Mm-hmm. Well, the powers that be, yes, they are trying to eliminate the borders. So most of the powers that be are the corporations who see borders as, it impedes their commerce. At one time, corporations went to Mexico, but they came back because there was no infrastructure to get their product to market. So he said, okay, we'll just bring we'll bring the labor to us, and that's why they started importing them. And with the help of the Catholic Charities, with the help of so many organizations, I mean, it's just, it's mind-blowing what's happened in Washington and all over the country.
Well, yeah.
All these organizations that we once thought were patriotic about this country. Ford Foundation is one of the most destructive organizations in this country, funding all these left-wing radical organizations for the destruction. They are also at the Bilderberger Conference. These neocons have literally taken over Washington, D.C. I was at a meeting at the University of Georgia where they kept saying, oh, well, us conservatives are running Washington, D.C. I said, it's not the conservatives, it's the neocons. Why don't you name them? Name the neocons that are running this country. And
Absolutely.
You think you may know. I mean, it sounds like you do know a lot, but you should go to Washington, D.C. and just see for yourself. Look and see how many Muslims have come into Washington, D.C. now. And Muslims, the radicals, hate Christians. I mean, that's been like that for centuries. And they keep bringing more and more into this country.
Look, they've done the same thing in Europe, and the architects of it are the Zionist internationalists who want to create a problem, bring these Muslims in, then create a problem overseas, blame the Muslims for 9/11, blame them for the London bombings, stir up antipathy, and then use it to crack down on us, Americans. See, they're cannon fodder. That's the point I think needs to be stressed. They are cannon fodder. They're being used by the same people who will not allow any immigration into Israel. I mean, here they've got a wall going up. It's not a fence. It's a Berlin Wall going up in a non-contiguous fashion all through the West Bank, sealing off Palestinians on their own land, and anybody in this country who suggests that we should build a wall between us and Mexico is immediately denounced as a racist.
Well, forget any term like that. Forget any term as racist or any of these slander terms. Forget it. All they are tools, and a lot of people are finally waking up to that fact that's all this is garbage. It's just a tool to disarm you.
John, this nation has been, as you know, so generous, so good, so tolerant, bending over backwards for all of these groups. And now all we're asking is that people obey the law. And from the top down, from the chief lawbreaker himself, George Bush, they're saying, don't worry about the law is not made to be obeyed by you who are breaking it, illegally entering the country, killing our people, killing police officers.
And bringing in diseases.
Absolutely. George Bush is committing treason, pure and simple. Let's go back to the phones. There's too many people. Sam, thank you for your call. I appreciate your support.
Sam.
Okay. Russ in West Virginia. Hi, you're on the program.
Hello.
Yes, Russ.
Well, I don't see anything going anywheres unless, now you got to bear with me here.
Okay.
Unless we purge all of the politicians right down to the state level.
You're absolutely
because
right.
If you don't do that, you're going to put the top out and the bottom said, ha ha ha, I'm next.
Yes.
And they're all going to go there.
Now, you're absolutely right. They do have to be purged. Washington, D.C. is too far gone.
No, well, it's not. That's what I said. It's got to begin with the state. And now, another issue here is all this military stuff where you swear your allegiance to the United States. Now, that's all we got as foreigners in our troops and our armies now are those that come over and they have sworn an oath not to the United States of America, but to the United States. The corporate United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with our police forces. Until we know who each and every one of these people are. I know personally don't think you should be permitted to go into our military or on our police forces or serve anywhere in government at any level, not even dog catcher, unless you were born in this country.
Mm-hmm. I really can't quarrel with anything you've said so far.
Well,
I have no problem with it.
Like I said, what we're going to do is impeach this man. We still got the vice president. We impeach him, and then it's just a chain of command.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're just going to replace one evil with another evil.
No, I mean, look, for everyone you kick out, there's two or three or four or ten more to replace them. Right? We agree on that. The problem is the whole system. The problem is the stench of corruption because we've allowed the Constitution to be relegated to nothing more than the dustbin of history. As our legal guest said the other night, Edgar Steele said, the Constitution does not exist. They've torn it up, they've ripped it up, but we, the American public, have allowed it to happen, and we can't let it go any further.
Well, we can put it back.
Well, Rick, I'd like to interject something here. When people shop at Walmart, just remember where Walmart buys most of their goods, number one. And number two, Home Depot, we've been picketing against Home Depot because they support illegal immigration, they support La Raza. And like we talked before on your show about the Attorney General being a member of La Raza, past tense, they congratulated him that, he's in office. the mayor of Los Angeles, used to be a member of MeCHA, a radical organization, almost the same as the KKK. Now, what if a KKK person was put in? It would be simple outrage.
Yeah. Did I say one more thing?
Sure. Go ahead, Russ.
Okay. Now, we have a problem with local government. And one of the things we need to change, and if we don't change that, we're still not going to go anywhere, and that is on your voting registration, swearing that you are a United States citizen.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get people that are registered to vote to either have that removed from the card and get it through to those in Washington, D.C., that we are eligible to vote even if we're not United States citizens.
Well, that was Bill Clinton who did that. That was the Motor Voter Act.
Well, that's
We're trying to get that.
If we don't correct, and how about the people that swear that they're United States citizens? Yeah, I swear I'm a United States citizen. It's an education. Until these people understand, once you've signed that voter registration, or even a driving license for that matter, you've become a subject of the state, of the country.
Well, I mean, right here in my own state, we have the ACLU fighting the state because they insisted on legal identification before someone was allowed to vote. Legal, two forms of ID, and one of them is a driver's license. They said that's discriminatory.
So who's in office? All United States citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is in office that is a citizen of the United States of America and is trying to get out of the system. You can't even vote.
We have no true faith in our election system anymore because of this distortion that has taken place between the ESNS company, the touchscreen voting, the illegals that are now being permitted to vote, the outcry of anybody that tries to protect us from fraud. You know, this is a major problem, and this is the core of the problem, I
think. The illegals have been voting in our elections for many, many years.
I realize.
Well, look, dead people have been voting, too. I remember Lyndon Johnson.
And the Democrats were the biggest benefactors, and the Republicans jumped on board.
They jumped on the bandwagon.
With the same thing.
How are you going to fight this system at the federal level when the people haven't got guts enough to tear up their driver's license and understand they don't need the driver's license? They don't need to be citizens of the United States citizens. They need to question it. They need to also question when anything's on file in all capital letters. That's not you. Let's get back to what English law is.
You know what? Look, Russ, I think secession is a great idea. Texas is one of those states by contract. You've got three others. You've got a number of states. You've got a movement up north in New England. Let us begin the process again of true secession. If that's what it's going to take to get the ire of Washington, to get the attention of Washington, then let's do it. Okay?
I'm hopping off.
Thank you.
All right.
I think that's a good idea, Rick, because otherwise it'll become a race war.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, we've got this movement growing now. I mean, the federal government is the greatest enemy we've had. I've said this from day one. The government of the United States will not enforce the legal laws the Constitution, authorizes them to protect our borders, to protect America from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That's
now,
the only reason
states.
Why they're in existence is to protect us, and they've failed.
Absolutely.
They have failed miserably with this woman, Rice, who's running around the world doing whatever. I mean, she was in charge when we were attacked, and she's been promoted.
No, I know. She's called you, called you names, terrible names, you know, vigilantes. Well, vigilante is not what it's all about. But look, take the root of vigilante. It's called vigilance. Vigilance is legal. It's legit. There's nothing wrong with being vigilant about defending our nation. Not vigilantism, it's vigilance. All right. Ann, hello in New Mexico. You're on the program with John Clark.
Hi. Hi,
Ann.
How are y'all?
Good, Ann. Thank you for calling.
Yahweh bless you.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate it.
John, you were mentioning the neocons, and yeah, they certainly are conning us. The reason why I call is I agree with you totally. For anyone who wants to understand what's motivating these neocons, I'm holding in my hand a book called The Political Ideas of Leo Strauss.
Mm-hmm.
It's the updated edition. It's by Shadia B. Drury. And her preface, the new one, says, Straussians in power, secrecy, lies, and endless wars. Does that sound familiar?
It sure does to me.
Yeah. And Strauss is the key to understanding the political vision that has inspired the most powerful men in America under George W. Bush, she says.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, in my view, what is most troublesome about the neoconservatives is that in looking to Strauss for guidance, they are flirting with an ominous form of tyranny, a tyranny with an endless appetite for war, death, and sacrifice. See, they think they're better than us, these people. They think they're actually
above
Yahweh.
They're elitist. But
yeah.
what we boil down to, I know a lot of people don't like to hear this, but what we're really dealing with is evil.
Oh, of course.
I mean, this is pure evil.
It's the devil. Devil's in charge.
If this was just people coming across the border, I would go back to producing concerts. This is not just little migrants or people coming across the border. This is evil that we're dealing with.
Oh, yeah, and it's the mongrelization. It's flattening out of the economy. It's, world government, like you say. They have a whole agenda, Agenda 21, and it's just, it's the Revelation 17 and 18.
Okay, Ann, thank you for your contribution. God bless you.
All right,
stay where you are, John. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
That's an uplifting song. All right, this is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Paul Revere of Talk Radio. I'm pinch hitting today for Brother John Stadtmiller, who will return to these microphones Monday afternoon, 4 o'clock Central. And we'll be on tonight again, 8 o'clock Central. And by the way, you know, this discussion is so lively, is so important. I mean, it just might very well carry over into tonight's program. And John Clark, if you have time tonight, you are welcome to join me on my own program, because we got a lot of butt to kick. And I'm telling people right now that I'm on fire. I really am. I've never been so enlivened by this debate as I have in the last week. I'm reading it now like never before, finally making the mainstream, as it were, press. No, it's not going away. People are mad as hell, and I don't think we are going to take it much longer, because if we do, we are finished, John, as a nation. We are.
Yes, we're almost to the point where we won't have any options. And what I meant before about Venezuela is they're taking away your option every day. More and more options are being taken away where you won't be able to resist. You won't be able to do anything.
And how are they doing that, John? Tell our listeners, for those who don't know.
Well, take the Patriot Act, for instance. Okay, the Patriot Act, all information goes to Washington now. Any account that goes, you know, a bank, checking, all that information goes to Washington. Mm-hmm. They create situations, scenarios that make it necessary to take away your freedoms. And little by little, it'll erode more and more.
Right, okay.
And registering your guns, they know everybody who has a gun. First they tried with the assault weapons, which they succeeded. That would be the only way to prevent a military takeover. But they'll do it little by little, sector by sector.
John, they've been doing that for a long time now.
We have 2 million people in prison. We're the most incarcerating country in the world. 2 million people.
And 26% of them or more
are illegal aliens.
Right. All right, we got a quick call from Ted. Do you want to come back on tonight? Do you have any time to come on my program?
What time would that be?
Anytime, 8 o'clock Central. That's 9 o'clock Eastern.
Sure.
Why don't you come back at 9? We got a lot of butt to kick. Jed in Georgia, you'll be our last call today on the program. Hi, Ted.
Hi. How are you, Rick?
Very good. Make your point quickly. Go ahead.
My point is that I don't disagree with what's being said, but I think that you're chasing a lot of rabbits, and that's what they put those rabbits out there to be chased. Now, there are certain things that have been brought up, such as the Patriot Act and the CAFTA, that deserve attention. But some of the things that various callers have brought up divide the American people, and we don't need to be divided.
Let me ask you this, Ted, because we're almost out of time. What is your approach? What is your solution?
Well, my solution is to recognize the system that's covering up the whole system. That's the media, the mainstream media. I've written a book, and I've posted it on the Internet, and I'd like to give you my URL, if I could.
Quickly, and then we'll have to run.
All right, It's http://members.isbwest.niceguy.
All right, Ted, we're out of time. Join us again tonight, if you can, on my program, 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern. See you then, John Clark.
Okay, Rick.
Talk to you later. Rick Adams for John Stadtmiller. Good night, everybody. We appreciate your support. Bye-bye now.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.